Today we turn to Matthew chapter 2 to hear the story of the Magi, the wise men. But first, let us ask for help. Let us pray together. Light of the world, shine again into our darkness. Illumine the dark places in our hearts with your grace, that we may see again. Take the covers from our eyes, the covering of sin, that we may see your light and follow where you lead us. O light of God, light just not our lives, but the life of the world. Amen. Matthew chapter 2 remembers this story. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who was born King of the Jews? For we have observed his star at its rising, and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophets. And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I too may go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. For the word of God among us, for the word of God within us, for the word of God in Scripture, thanks be to God. We really don't know much about the Magi of the story. There's all sorts of traditions built around these men. All we really know about them is that they were more than one. Honestly, we can't even say that there were three. That too is one of the traditions. All we know for sure is that the word magi, the word wise men, is plural. They were more than one. And the word magi, we get that same word in Greek, we get our word magician. These men, magicians, students of the stars, probably more like astrologers than astronomers. They were kind of like those who follow the Farmer's Almanac. Maybe you know those kinds of folks. Maybe some of you are they. The Farmer's Almanac is not really a scientific book. It's really hard to prove its usefulness. uses phases of the moon and times and seasons of the year to give instructions on when it's best to plant and to harvest. But you, like me, know many folks, many educated folks, who swear by the Farmer's Almanac. They, like the Magi, follow the stars. We don't know much about these wise men. But we do know that they are searching for a king. They don't know much about the king either. They know that he is one who's been born king of the Jews. They don't even really know where to find him. They only know that the star has led him this far. It takes King Herod calling on the Jewish scholars, the Sanhedrin of the day, to learn where exactly they should look. Perhaps they had assumed that a king would be born in the capital, in the house of the palace. So they've come to Herod. But they find out that they're actually 9 miles off track. They followed a star. They came to meet a king, and they meet the wrong one, for they have come to meet the Christ. They have followed a star. We are like those first wise men. In some ways, we've all followed something. We've all followed some star in our lives to come to the Christ. I wonder what it was for you. For some of you, it may have been a forgiving grace. For some of you, the star that you followed to meet the Christ may have been a loving embrace, an addiction you couldn't overcome on our own, an abusive relationship, perhaps a family heritage, or a need for hope. I wonder, what star did you follow to come to the Christ? What star guided your way here today? Notice what the Magi do when they finally find the child, the Christ. The one expected. They are filled with exceeding great joy. In Greek, the verse has 4 words to describe this overwhelming, welling up kind of joy that fills their hearts. They have found the one that they have been searching for. They are filled with joy. They celebrate. And when they see the Christ with His mother, they bow down to pay Him homage. In honor and respect, with praise in their hearts, they kneel before the Christ. And they open their treasure chests, giving gifts. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Gold, fit for a king. Frankincense, a perfume used in the sacrifices of worship, and myrrh, an anointing oil often associated with burial. Valuable gifts, extravagant gifts, gifts fit for a king. I wonder about you. I wonder about that first time when you saw the Christ, that first time when that star led you to meet the Christ. What exceeding great, overwhelming joy came to you? And this year, as you come again following that same star or perhaps another, what great joy is meeting you at the foot of the Christ? The babe born in Bethlehem. And in what ways do you need to pay homage, respect, praise and honor to the Christ child. And in what ways do we, like those first wise men, need to look in our treasure chests, finding gifts of great value to give to the child? Maybe you know this hymn, in the bleak midwinter. The author of that hymn ends it this way: "What can I give Him, poor as I am? If I were a shepherd, I would bring a lamb. If I were a wise man, I would do my part. Yet what can I give Him? Give Him my heart." What treasure do you bring? What gift in the treasure chest of your heart can you offer? For you have followed that star, and Christ is in our midst. So let us bow down and worship Him, opening the chest, opening the treasures of our lives to give Him our very best. To the glory of God. Amen.